Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I'm sure everybody listening to this podcast deals with email on some level, and whether it's personal email or corporate email or both, sometimes some people just send freaking novels in email, which, and I've written my share of novels and emails, and what I've learned over the years, and particularly in dealing with people that I know are busy, which quite frankly these days is everybody, I've learned the art of the short email. So my goal when writing email, and sometimes I spend a really long time on a three-line email because I know people don't have a lot of time, or at least certain people don't have a lot of time to read it, and so I want to make sure that I get everything in there and be succinct and not have it to be even misinterpreted, right? So I usually aim for about three sentences, possibly four, but you really want to you want to make the be brief and to the point. You also want to be clear with people what's required from the person reading the email. But be respectful of the fact that you're asking them to respond in some way, and you need to be clear what that is, and don't ask them to write a novel in response, right? It should be something that's relatively straightforward for them to respond to and deal with. And another thing that's really important in email is, of course, saying, why should I help you, right? What have you done to, sometimes it's kind of obvious for like a boss employee relationship, that might be less important, but in other situations, where you're dealing with peers or people in different groups, sometimes you need to say why, and that's important too. So again, just being brief and to the point, and there's an art form to it. I mean, and honestly, sometimes I'll spend a lot of time on a three or four line email, especially if it's going to, somebody really high up in the organization. I'll spend the time because I know, I'm being respectful. My time is quote unquote less valuable than the people I'm sending it to. And sometimes, so I want to make sure that they can read and respond to it. And, I don't need a novel in response most of the time. Sometimes it's just something very simple. But I also, I try not to ask for something that's going to take too much time. Cause, honestly, if you want to respond, then it has to be easy for them to read, right? They have to be able to read it very quickly. They have to be able to respond very quickly. And if I can't believe how many people send me just a novel in an email, and I have to ask the question, what is it that you want me to do, right? And I've asked that question on numerous occasions. And so it's like, even if I'm going to send somebody a novel, and sometimes you kind of have to do that to give them the full background, but the beginning, the first two or three lines of the email should very well be very clear as to what is going on. And it's like, here are the things I need you to do. Here's the background in case you're interested, but this is what I need, right? And oftentimes people will only read the first couple of lines, and I've learned just from experimenting with email, not intentionally necessarily, but just over the years, I've learned that people tend to not read more than a couple sentences of the email, just because we're all getting so much of it these days. So I really try and be brief with my emails, and it works. So I've of course written this up, right, as a very very brief list of things, and there was somebody written a nice long article on it, which I'm like, that's ridiculous, right? You should be like brief and to the point, like your email. So that's what I wrote as a blog post. But anyway, link in the show notes, of course, and you can if you want to keep a very short version of these rules handy, I've got them there on my blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.